opinions, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Hold it down.
Don't go to bed. Price on your head.
All right, Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. I'm here with Shitbird, Kerry Getz, Alex, Naked Dave, and Bill. Bill is my cousin's boyfriend who gives tattoos, but he tried to go to Best Buy
to
get...
How come I never go? It's fucking New Year's Eve and I'm working.
It's New Year's and Chad Eigensburg
hey,
is here.
Hey, how you doing?
I go to Best Buy free balling.
Bill goes to Best Buy, tries to get a Wii, and there's one left, and he's fighting over it, and he's wearing these big baggy sweatpants, and he's free balling it. And tell me what happened.
All right, man.
Wait,
at Best Buy.
Down in Delaware.
You're arguing at the Best Buy. When's this, on Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah. Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve. I was supposed to get a Wii for Jem for Christmas, you know? There's one
Wii.
Left.
They don't sell that at Best Buy.
Wii? No, Wii. Not Wii.
But, all bases are covered.
Dude was, I guess he was real mad, you know, or whatever. So he kept...
What'd he look like?
Oh, dude, he was tall. He looked like Lurch, kind of. You know, real tall, lanky, skinny. Mm-hmm. But, like, the asshole, he looked all amped up. Like, he was real pissed at the world.
Did you get beat up?
Well, wait a minute.
Nah, not at all.
You thought I was.
At
the start, you had an argument with the guy at the Best Buy? What are you fighting over, a plasma or something?
A Wii.
No, a Wii
Nintendo game.
Nintendo Wii.
No, is that the new thing?
Yes. Yeah, the thing where you move the controls?
Terrible name. How do I... I don't even know.
W-I-I.
It's a
game.
Yeah.
Wii. We play video games, it should be called.
Yeah, Wii.
All right.
Wii Nintendo. Anyway, somehow something ended up happening. You know, the dude grabbed me by my throat. So I punched him in his head, and as he was going down, he grabbed my pants.
Your sweatpants.
Dude.
You were free-balling.
I was free-balling. I just woke up.
Your balls
were all hanging
out.
In the electronics section?
In the electronics section.
Two homeboy black guys.
Yeah,
and
he was like, hey, yo, wait, he got a fat ass.
Yeah, your ass hanging out.
Everything was hanging out.
My ass is haggard, too.
He didn't want to break up the fight. He just wanted to let you know your ass was out.
So you're swinging away outside of Best Buy on Christmas Eve with your dick and balls and ass hanging out, swinging away.
Fruit bowl.
Didn't he get a lot of good hits in, I heard?
Mm-mm.
No?
No. I don't really remember. Jamie hit him. Like, I was trying to pull him up because I hit him once and his head, like, bounced off the ground. He grabbed my pants. That's when I was naked out of nowhere.
She's probably beating on it because she thought you got attacked by a faggot.
Well, she ran around. I'm trying to help the dude up because when he fell, his head hit the ground. And it, like, it fucking hazed him, you know? So I'm helping him up. Here comes Jamie. Boom! Hit him right in the fucking face, dude. Then his eyes are crossing. People are screaming, it's Christmas! Let him go!
Beating his ass free ball.
Yeah, free ball, you don't get there.
How many people were watching?
It
must have been so crowded.
Best Buy was packed, dude.
Packed as shit.
We're in Hook? Is this Hook?
No. It was
on the, like, tri-state area.
Yeah, Concord Mall. Right next to Concord Mall.
Oh, everybody's trying to save on taxes.
Yeah, so what happened? Next thing you know, you got some big fat security guard trying to run and stop it. I'm fucking out, dude. I ran. I don't even know. I think I went out the back where they install shit. I was just out the back door. Ran. I'm sitting there fucking ditching my t-shirt and shit, putting my hoodie on. Going in the mall, calling Jamie, oh, just go home, I'll find a ride home, it's all right. You know? Just trying to get the fuck out of Dodge, dude.
While you were getting your ass kicked, while you were free balling with your ass hanging out down in Delaware, I was with Kerry at the King of Prussia Mall, and he bought We went to Neiman Marcus. He bought a $550 purse, but Neiman Marcus doesn't take credit cards, so he had to pay in cash. You better got pussy, dude.
I got it before I even gave the gift, so
yeah, it was good. There you go.
In the jacuzzi?
Yeah, it was good.
Did you drink any Blue Moons?
No, I had some Sols or something. Some beer from like Spain or something.
Some Mexican Sols?
Some imported beer.
It's like Corona.
Yeah, exactly. I had those. And she had a glass of wine, and it was good, man.
Was it a good night?
It was a great night.
What kind of wine?
I don't remember, man. Something. It was red
white
wine.
White or red?
You married?
Red wine. No. It's in
China.
She's girl I just met, like, 2 months ago.
Westchester. Yeah. Well, she wants to get married, though, right?
That's too early to know any of that crap.
She didn't
That's
talk
years.
About it.
Years and stuff. That's years down the road. We're going to talk about that.
Well, like, how old do you now, Kerry Getz?
I'm old. I'm 32, man.
You got hockey temper still?
Oh, yeah. Here and there.
You're going to see it tonight when we go skating.
Yeah.
Got a new warehouse.
I'm going to throw the fruit boots on and drop in.
You fruit boot?
I'm fruit boot.
You fruit boot?
This fruit boot. Nah, I don't fruit boot. I'm just saying that'd be funny, right?
Did you bring the fruit boots?
I think I might have.
Did you see the penis mobile?
Nah.
You didn't see it? The dick mobile?
Oh, nice. I got some photos, dude.
I didn't see it either.
I got these graphic photos. Dude.
It's more graphic than an actual
The whole
dick.
Reason why I made this, it's a dick four-wheeler, and the whole reason why I made it was to go through this big pussy off the jump, and I did it, and I filmed it, and some idiot rewound the footage and must have forgot. And this dude, Macho Nacho, was going to eat one of those stink bugs on the wall when we were all drunk, and I was like, you're going to eat that thing? He's like, I don't care, I'll eat it. So I turned the camera on,
or a stink bug?
No, a stink bug.
Stink, yeah,
it smells like copper or something.
Yeah.
So I rewound the footage, and I could see me driving up in the four-wheeler naked on this big penis getting ready to go through the big
pussy. Oh, you did it naked?
Yeah.
And that's great.
The footage chops as soon as I hit the ramp, and then it cuts right to him eating the bug.
Are you kidding?
What happened to it?
Carrie filmed it.
Yeah, but what happened? Did I didn't stop. I recorded the whole thing.
You didn't rewind the tape, dude?
It wasn't you. Somebody rewound it to show it, and it must have got sidetracked and told a different story and left it like that. So I have to do it again.
So you just have to make a new pussy.
Yeah. I'm drinking McCollum's over there.
Well, if you can make pussy, I mean, that's what weird science is all about.
Next time when you do it, put the pussy higher, because last time you kind of
I know.
You need to go right through the hole
like,
of it.
Like 2 feet higher.
Or make it like a giant hole that you can actually... fucking
you
go
like when the pussy's higher, Kerry?
Huh?
You ever with an Asian girl? The pussy's a little lower.
No.
Red side to side. Like,
never.
You know
what
a Asian
girl.
Is? You ever see that?
Bukkake, when they bury you all the way up to your head. And...
Yeah, nuzz them.
Yeah.
Nuzz
them. Yo, I'd like to interrupt this for a moment to say, people, if you don't start downloading some fucking shitbirds on iTunes, I've been washing out the same fucking rubber for a month.
I'm tired.
And he's not lying.
Fucking tired, dude. Like, maybe they just don't report it. It takes a long time to get reports back from them or something, but... Jesus Christ, man. At least like 100 of you motherfuckers can go listen to it.
Jump on the top.
Well, now you're sounding actually too pathetic.
No. Okay.
Sounds free.
Sounds free.
Yeah.
For Christmas, you're supposed to get your girlfriend like a nice piece of jewelry or at least a nice pair of like cool jeans or something like that.
Right.
I got Missy like a nice ring and stuff. You know, Kerry got a nice purse for his chick. Guess what Shipper got his girlfriend and that's it? A fucking dustbuster.
That's all I want to fuck a dustbuster.
All I got him is a goddamn dustbuster.
Dustbuster.
What will that do?
It'll suck.
All he's basically doing is giving her a vacuum to clean the house.
He basically told her to suck it on Christmas.
Yeah, it was just like, suck.
But hey, babe, it's a top-of-the-line dustbuster.
It's the one that looks really cool. The one that's all, like, you can put on your desk. And
you know what that was?
Like a cone?
I know. She's not going to use the dustbuster, but we actually need it for the skate park.
Yes, we do. We need a giant one.
The top of that roll.
One of those. We should build a giant one.
It's a lot better than the outdoor park. The outdoor park got dirtier a little quicker, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Now you're complaining about a damn dustbuster.
What else you need? They should make them look like a lava lamp so you can pick the lava lamp up.
I'm bummed because I have that huge fucking ramp in the backyard and it's all cold and,
use it.
Yeah, and anybody who comes in, they just want to skate the park and there's this big ass outdoor ramp that's kind of just sitting there.
Well, it's not actually the fucking safest thing to skate. A lot of people are scared of that shit.
Yeah, but unsafe, it's pretty fun.
I know it is, but
I might sled down it, but I would never fucking try
to
skate.
Yeah, how about that?
That'll be good when it snows, dude. Then you got to jump into the ramp off the top.
You want to sled down
that shit? I'll sled down the fucking roller.
I'll sled down
with a dustbuster.
It's too late to apologize. It's too late. Leaving me alone, making me sit on the phone.
So, Bam, your ramp, your indoor park is fully done for Christmas. Was that your present to yourself? Seems like it got done, like, right there, Christmas.
Well, I got this, like, mini Hummer that's pretty fun. And
not like you, well, what
Ape
you
and Phil
for
got it for me.
That thing is...
No, Ape and Phil bought me the mini Hummer. Right. And I knew about the barn for the past 5 months.
I know, but the deadline, were you like, yo, get it done by Christmas?
No, I just wanted it done.
Did it get done in time? Like, longer or shorter than
we've been skating it for the past 10 days every day.
I know, so
but I got this mini Hummer, and there was no way to lug it to my house, so I drove it 12 miles from Ape's house to my house.
Does that fly, though?
It goes 70 miles an hour, but the scariest thing is being on 926 at the red light where 202 is and just hoping to God that there's no cops.
Yeah.
I had this, like, black scarf around my face, looked like goddamn Taliban. All you could see was my eyes.
Jihad!
Speaking of jihad, we've got a narco track called Jihad.
Ow, come on, little kid.
Yeah, I know that one.
You want to play it, fam? You play keyboards on it.
Play that shit.
All right, let's play Jihad.
Play it.
Well, we'll play the last time we'll ever play it in 2007, that's for fucking sure.
All right, let's do it. Naked Dave represent. Jihad blues.
No.
So for Christmas, I got some racing shoes from Ryan Dunn.
Racing shoes.
I got some fucking racing shoes. Everybody, oh, there's this big logo.
Check them out. Show
Pilates
them.
On.
Pull one off.
No, I have my feet on.
Oh God, you got to see these. I thought.
Yeah, it says Pilates right on. It's like
it looks
really
like it says
Pilates.
But really? I told Dunn.
Is that like an exercise or something?
No, it's like a racing company or something. But Dunn,
I noticed
was wearing them, and I said, dude, I like your shoes. He goes, what size are you? I'm like, 10. So then A week later, I got these racing shoes.
Racing shoes for
a
bike?
I'm going to go a lot faster now.
For a bike?
No. I'm going to be like Sammy Hagar. I can't racing drive 55.
Like, my Lambo.
For a bike?
Like, it's made for racing
race cars.
You could go like 17 miles an hour.
Just give me some fucking Bobos. I'll do the same thing.
I don't understand.
Fubu.
You tried them out that day.
What would the shoes
do? Remember that day
do?
We fucking went in the Lambo? You tried them out.
I mean, they're really light, I guess. But
yeah, that's. I don't know.
Give me a pair of fucking Bobos.
I never really understand. I think skating shoes.
It's still legal.
Just as good
in most states to drive without shoes. Actually.
Oh yeah,
I looked it up.
It's illegal for sure.
Whatever happened.
I mean, it is still legal in a lot of states. Yeah. There's only like 5 states right now, I think.
Oh, okay.
I researched it because I think my girlfriend was driving around with no shoes, and I was like, "Yo, that's illegal and shit." You know, because I'm all about the law. But
you could also get 10 cents. You get 10 cents for a moose head ale down in New England.
I wonder how much of a ticket that would be, not just having your shoes on.
I'm sure I think my brother got one when he was driving down the shore. He was just in his Wrangler and then got pulled over. And then they were giving him shit about not having shoes on. He had his sandals right next to him and the Wrangler. And they're like, oh, shit. You're supposed to be wearing your shoes. You can't be having barefoot and driving. It's not safe. It's like
you should have just let them on.
Yeah, that's really what you should have just let them on.
Drive barefoot. Like who? You can use the ball of your foot to fucking jam the brakes on. You can scratch your toes all on the fucking pedal.
Is it legal to drive with your balls?
Scratch your athlete's foot.
Is it legal to drive with your balls?
Yeah, you can scratch your athlete's foot.
No, you can't drive with your balls.
When we was at that CKY show in Virginia Beach, I got a $45 fine for saying shit.
What?
In front of a fucking bar.
No shit.
I swear to God, dude.
Were you out of your mind?
Saying and shit.
Did you tell
How
them
did they come up with that amount?
It means shit high in transit. Like,
I have no idea.
Gas.
It was.
Were you freeballing it?
What's fuck? Is that a $50-$75 word? What?
Nah, I'm good.
What would be the most expensive word you could say?
Shit, fuck, damn, cock, ball, clit.
That sounds like four
times. That sounds like
$125.
But if you say it all, if you fucking flow it.
You can't say that in Canada, because in Canada they have like a cussing fine, too. Like,
yeah,
right,
that's
right there.
Just, that's
in
weird.
In Toronto,
man.
It's like if you walk out on the street, be like, fuck you!
Dude, Canada is the hardest country to get in ever. You could get into fucking Australia before you get into Canada. Remember when we went there?
In 99, CKY was trying to get over the border.
What are you doing here?
Bam showed up with Maldonado to try to help us get across the border. We both ended up stuck in between America and Canada, which I don't know what that land is, but
yeah,
right
like
there,
a $2,000 gig at the time. It was like 97 to go play. It was like really important for everybody.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let him play because they're like, so you're making money in Canada.
Right.
Well, where are the tax forms and all this? It's like, we're just going to some outdoor skate park. We would have been better off being like, we're going to the fucking strip clubs of Montreal to go party it up.
Don't ever tell them, because don't say you're making money. Cause
don't say you're in
visa,
a band.
Work visa.
Well,
and
we were kind of caught off guard. Like, what are you doing here? Well, I'm going to skate a demo, and then these guys are playing. Well, they're getting paid, I guess, in a sense. You know, like, well, where's the, it became this massive disaster.
Yep.
When we could have just been like, we're all going to the strip clubs, woo!
Yeah, exactly. We're coming here to try to fuck your girls and basically give them all our money, and then we're going to leave.
We want
to
drink some Mawson.
Yeah.
And that's some 3D, why not?
That's where they found my alias, too. I had an alias 10, 15 years ago I got arrested for in Baltimore.
An alias?
Yeah.
What was it?
Not the TV show. It was a different name I used.
Faggot beef.
That's funny shit, Virg. Your songs aren't getting played anymore.
Come on, man. Come on, where's your New Year's spirit?
My New Year's spirit went out the window with Christmas, man. Fuck that shit.
This is what Shipper gave me for Christmas.
It's after.
Gave me a six-pack, but they're all different. He gave me a Young Stout. Then he gave me an Allagash. Then he gave me a Molson Dry, a PBR Tall Boy, a Blue Moon, and then some hangover pills.
Yeah, it was like,
so you only got 5 bottles?
Yeah.
You only got 5 bottles of pills?
Then the 6th bottle was just a bottle of hangover pills.
Yeah.
What's the best hangover cure? I noticed you have this new, you have a case of hangover juice.
Somebody from Jersey gave me some hangover juice. It's like prune juice and apple juice and then some other shit.
Anybody know any good hangover cures? It's New Year's, so everybody would be drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Yoo-hoo and
a Yoo-haul.
Bloody Mary.
A U-Haul and a Bloody Mary.
That sounds fucking disgusting and mucus.
Fucking nasty.
U-Haul or Yoo-haul. See, you fuck me up. Yoo-hoo gets rid of your stomach shit. It coats your stomach.
Yoo sounds like mucus.
And then the Bloody Mary gets you started all over again, so.
Naked Dave says Jim Beam and coffee.
Wake up.
Jim Beam and coffee, yeah.
I thought you said Jim Beam ginger.
Yeah, but that's like for regular drinking. I'm talking about just waking up.
That's like nighttime stuff.
Nighttime stuff.
Achy, sneezy stuff.
The morning is coffee and Jim Beam.
Coffee and Jim Beam.
Why not Jack?
Because Jim Beam's where I go, man.
That's a little dangerous. I did that and pissed all over Gigi Allen's grave.
Yeah.
You can look it up on YouTube.
And he had a tire knocker strapped to his fucking
Jack Ginsburg pees on Gigi Allen's grave.
I wonder if Gigi Allen knew, if he would be stoked that he got, like, random piss all over his grave or feedback.
And again, he took band album photos at Gigi's wake holding his own cock and made t-shirts of it to sell on tour.
Gigi Allen, what do you want to get buried with? Like Jim Beam, a bottle of Jim Beam, and he had like jockstrap on.
Gigi Allen's funeral was one of the most insane things. If you research it on Google, they were stuffing pills down his throat. Basically Christ. Shooting him up in the coffin, you know. But he was a great man. He did a lot for a lot of people and still does. He's bigger than ever now.
He's
honestly.
Crazy, dude,
I mean, YouTube, Gigi Allen, and his views on fucking anything are 1,000% more than CKY's. Don't tell Darren that.
He was, he was on Geraldo.
Where are they found out?
He was on a lot of TV shows. They're hilarious, too.
Geraldo was just like...
Jane Whitney was Gigi's best appearance.
Really?
We're talking about Gigi Allen. You know who Gigi Allen is?
Yeah, I know who Gigi Allen is. Bro.
Yeah, nobody knows Gigi Allen.
What kind of color?
Remember those t-shirts I got for you that were all fucking, like, very first?
Yeah, you gave me a vintage, like, shitted on Gigi Allen, live to be hated shirt.
I found it in a trash bag in some girl's apartment that I dated.
I think it was actually shitted on by Gigi. Cause
it's too late to apologize. It's too late.
Man.
Yo, let's play that local band.
Yeah, you like playing local bands, which I think is really cool.
Lately. I've never really played any local bands, but
Sirius Radio's not local, though.
Ryan Oldie's brother, Taylor... put out this new band called The Moxie. I don't know what that means.
Taylor, the little brother, I know.
Yeah.
He was in Moxie Ian.
And has a girl voice, and I was impressed. And it actually sounds good. I think that you could totally fix it up. You should doctor it up.
Play it. I think it needs to be re-recorded.
You should doctor it up, Chad.
It's got that 80s sound that
I like
it. All right. Ready to rent 16
candles.
Here we go.
The Moxie.
Turn around and
The Moxie, local band. From Westchester, Pennsylvania. Yo, Bill. I thought you were talking something about somebody slinging shit during a concert.
GG.
No, what were we talking about?
We're still talking.
That's what we were talking about, GG. Yeah.
Well, he knew the dude at Game of
Thrones. No, account. You said somebody else is slinging shit.
No, the dude, I was tattooing at the shop, and this dude told me he knew him. You know what I mean? Like, he fucking showed me pictures with him and him. But a lot of people tell stories. You know how that goes. Oh, yeah, I grew up with him and all that. You know what I mean? Dude?
Yeah, people say
fucking. He told me, like, he tattooed him before, but, like, just like Chad was saying, like, he apparently got tattoos in jail and did them himself.
He has a shitty middle finger on his right arm and says scumfuck.
Scumfuck. That was it, dude. Yeah. That, yeah. You know,
and then doesn't it say R.I.P. on his titty?
Motherfucking Gigi, dude. You can't. I mean,
and there's, like, this shitty grand dude. Yeah. It's like a five-year-old drawing.
Well, he said he was at a show with him. Like, this was years ago, I guess, in the 80s or something. Chad knows more about than I do, but he said he had fucking cuts all over him, and he fucking just took a shit and rubbed it on himself.
Yeah.
And threw it at the crowd.
He rubbed his shit in his own cut.
Yeah.
And threw it at the crowd. That's asking for a staph infection.
Yeah. Oh, all kinds of shit, like a flesh-eating bacteria. But he threw it in the crowd and, like, was just hitting people with his shit, and he said, like, he had to do a show the next day or something, and he couldn't really have enough time to shower. Yeah. So he, like, where he was doing, rubbing his shit in,
Jesus
it was
Christ.
Getting fucking infected, man. It just, it's that's insane, man.
His biggest fan met him after the show, and he was like, playing video games and shit, and he has his ass hanging out, and the fan just has his thumb up his ass, and he's just walking around, like, all over the bar.
I don't even know who that was.
With his thumb up his ass.
That's in the hated extended scene.
Like, you got mail. Big time.
You got some big time mail.
It's a thumb.
Rock and roll. I mean, Jared Leto hasn't done that.
That'd be amazing.
Who is that?
He just got a tattoo from Kat.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't everybody?
Yeah, kind of.
By now, so good, Jared.
I don't know.
Quick on the tip to that one. Excellent. Didn't he get all fat for a movie for playing John Lennon?
I'm impressed by that.
Playing,
like,
killing John
Lennon. He's skinny as fuck, and he gained 50 pounds just for a movie part.
And nobody ever saw the movie.
50 pounds?
He just hit McDonald's.
I think it just came out. Chapter 47, it's called, or something.
Just hit Mickey D's
every
day.
I'll download it for free.
That's what he did. He went to his favorite burger joint.
Yeah.
What are we going to do, a super size?
Speaking of burger, I just want to tell this story, but I don't want to take too long.
Shit, burger.
Give us the short version.
I went to buy lunch. I bought lunch for this guy. He's like, yo, can you give me a hamburger too, man? I want a hamburger. And he looked at that hamburger, and he was like, man, it's a big-ass hamburger.
That's great.
Dude, they can cut it out. I don't give a fuck. That was funny as shit, man. He laughed, too.
Hey, man, you know. Make
that was the ultimate short version.
I shortened it as much as I could.
So you were giving hamburgers out. That's a Christmassy thing.
Yeah, it was New Year's, man. Fuck.
Let's see what Naked Dave did for Christmas.
What'd you do? He got naked.
I got drunk.
Did you have Christmas anywhere? Did you have a turkey din-din?
I did with the fam, but...
Did you have any ham?
Nah. It was a big-ass pork roast.
An ass pork
it's
roast.
It's pork.
Yeah, it was a good dinner, but then, yeah, my family's kind of boring, so I went to...
Do they know when you drink Jack and, like, Ginger?
I was drinking, yeah, blast. I was drinking in my house.
But did they say anything?
I'm getting drunk, dude.
Go ahead.
That's what I do.
I feel a little buzzed.
And they know that?
I'm hammered.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever bust your balls?
Only when I came home the one time and I woke up in my bed, there was blood all over my pillow and shit. And I was like, what the fuck? So I went over to my window and looked outside, and I was missing a couple hubcaps, and there was marks on the side of my car, and I was like, oh, man, like, what the hell did I do last night? So then I end up driving back down the road to see what I hit, you know, and I figured it was the guardrail right before my house.
Was it?
Then I figured my face was all bloody, because when I got out of my car, I took the head dive right into the driveway.
That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
I know a guy in Philly who hit a crossing guard. He hit one of the crossing guards.
Yeah,
I know
a Radio Bam that you said that on. Yeah, the last one we did.
It's true. He fucking hit that bitch.
So what happened?
Nothing. I drove that car for like another 2 years.
Did you hit the guardrail?
I definitely had. It had gold paint all over the side of it.
Do you remember doing it?
Hell no.
You don't?
I don't remember being in my car.
And you had a bloody face.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I fell out of my car. Go back.
Jesus Christ.
Don't you hate it when
but
you
how
wake
do you explain
up?
How do you explain that one to your parents, you know?
Let me hear what lie you made up.
I didn't make up any lie. I said I got real drunk. Don't remember anything.
Sorry.
Naked Dave! You gotta stop all that!
That makes it alright because he didn't remember.
Yeah. Don't you hate it when you wake up the next day and somebody's like, don't you remember pulling your pants down and fucking just doing all this shit? And you're like, nah.
You wore a robe to Kuma, the sushi, a nice sushi restaurant. He wore a robe, his dick is all hanging out, he's not paying attention. He's just sitting there with his legs open with this olive martini in his hand. Then he goes out by the payphone. And then I lift his ass up.
Man.
He falls on the street.
I was trying to steal a 10-speed, remember? It was chained to the pole, and yeah. I was grabbing a 10-speed, it was chained to the pole, and you were pulling on my robe. It was like, somebody took a fucking picture. That's the only way I remembered what the fuck happened. Like, I hate blacking out, because it's just bad news, man. It's always bad news.
Did you see my Britney Spears picture in the skate park yet?
Oh, so no, I haven't been inside at all.
She's with her bald head and her fat legs. And she has an umbrella in her hand right after she came out of Kevin Federline's house.
Feeder.
Because she can't see her own kids without supervision.
Federline.
And there's all these paparazzi taking pictures, and she throws the umbrella at the car. So it's just a shitty, like, Mazda car.
Kevin Federline.
White trash. Awesome.
Feeder no, lies.
Feeder lies. That's how he got it.
Kevin Feeder lies.
He's really pissed about it.
Nah, he's cool.
What? You know him?
No.
Yo, Bill, would you give Kevin a tattoo if he was in Delaware?
Right on his grundle.
Would you give him a tattoo if he was in Delaware?
Right on his grundle.
What a queer.
I would, dude, I'd tattoo him.
Now what should we do?
Dude, I'd fucking roofie him and tattoo him a fag boy on his face.
I was at Koi Restaurant, and Britney Spears and Kevin were right behind me eating, and we talked for like 2 seconds, and all he
I
said
just sneezed
was,
in his face.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, yo, man, what's going on, yo? He's like, yo, my people should get a hold of your people. We should chill, yo. I'm like, yeah, okay. And that was the end.
Yeah. Who's he going to call? Shitbirds? Yo, this is Kevin Federline. I wanted to get in touch with Bam. I talked to him about my... this is Kevin Federline's people.
What will we do together?
Yeah, you should have...
Rap. I don't know. Co-rap. Host for Star Magazine together.
Shit, bruh.
If Kevin Federline called me, I would give him your number. Yeah, I got it. Hang on. Just so you guys could, like, talk. That'd be funny, isn't that?
Like, everybody thought he was like, oh, man, look, he got one of the fucking hottest bitches around. Now nobody's jealous of him.
I must say, when Britney was doing, like, Oops, I Did It Again and shit on MTV, I'm like, she's so hot. I want to bang her out.
Did you ever jerk off thinking of her?
Maybe a few times, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. But now she has that bald ass head.
That's so hot. You don't like that? That's fucking
and her
minging
ass bobos and stuff.
I'm waiting for SS tattoo to come in.
What was the Sinead O'Connor?
Bill's getting me. He's like, she shaved her head, and a bunch of dudes were like, that's hot.
Yes.
Like, I guess that's something.
No, it isn't.
Isn't it?
No.
She looks like Eddie Munster.
I'm wasted.
She looks like Eddie Money.
Eddie Munster. Carrie loves Eddie Money.
I do.
Eddie Money.
Would you fuck Eddie Money if she was a girl?
No.
You got 2 tickets to paradise for her?
You should play Eddie Money Shaking.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I do like
shaking,
that.
Shaking of titties.
I don't remember.
He did a,
how horrible was
he did a song with Ronnie Spector, didn't he?
Or whatever. I didn't see that.
I don't know. I don't know him like that.
Be My Baby.
I'll pay attention to that.
I like Eddie Money, too.
She was shaking.
Be My Little Baby.
With Ronnie Spector, who CK Live's manager manages.
Who's that?
Yeah, Ronnie Spector, Phil Spector, the murderers. I mean, not murderer necessarily.
Did you ever see that picture where Fergie pissed
He probably
himself?
Did. Fergie. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that.
Did she piss herself, or was that like...
Oh, she must have been like pretty drunk on stage and pissed herself.
Oh, man, that was like fucking...
I pissed myself when I heard she was popular.
That was severe. Yeah.
Anybody could be popular these days, dude.
I know, with a little dollar or two.
Booty woo.
Think about it. You just think of like a cool catchphrase. You can make a dope rap song, and then all you need to do is think of, let me think. Can I get a what? And then all of a sudden it's to a dope beat and everybody thinks it's number one.
We're going global.
Have you heard that Wu-Tang bite so bad? It's like
Wu-Tang Clan.
No. The cash rules everything around me. Dollar dollar bill, y'all. Yeah. It's so Wu-Tang from back in the day, and now there's a new R&B beat to it.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So I can't fucking stand that.
And everybody's singing
Soulja Boy,
it,
that hoe. That fucking song sucks, dude. Soulja
Boy.
That song.
Another ball story.
Ah, here we go.
Me and James. Me and Jamie in, what is it, Express. Some fucking feminine store or whatever, Express. Dude, this little Puerto Rican dude walking around fucking in the aisles doing some song. And he was singing that, Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy. And he was fucking doing his fucking chicken wing dance from hell, dude. It was so awesome. I think I got a video of it in my phone, dude. It was fucking
video doesn't great. Work on the radio.
Is there audio
video
to it?
I don't know, dude. Let me see.
I got some audio that
it might be.
Acon,
I don't even know. If
yeah,
it's
shit, we got
Soulja Boy. Yo, what's up, Soulja Boy?
Let's bust it out.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, somebody get me a shotgun.
Yo, what's up, it's Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boy, Soulja Boy.
Yo, what's up? It's Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy.
Hoy, toy.
Go ahead, come on.
Hold on, Jabba. This is fucking so funny. Look at this, dude. You wanna see something?
What's this?
I took a song, dude, and it was the size of my hand.
Whoa, dude.
Turn it up.
You ever see a turd like that?
You're
showing
Jabba.
Pictures on the radio nobody can see.
That's not fair.
You guys dig it.
It's Soulja Boy.
Dig it.
Terry Getz, why do you have that on your phone?
Because he listens to it.
I
sent it to Jamie while she was working.
Listen how terrible this riff is.
I can't.
This is just as bad.
Who?
Soulja girl, cherry girl,
dude, I want to switch over to rap. I think I'm gonna do shit.
Bust it out right now.
I'm gonna do shit for
it. Listen to how horrible this is.
Ramone did a rap.
Freestyle.
Really?
Is that what's called freestyle?
This is horrible. This is terrible music.
And it sounds even worse on a cell phone. Why do people bother downloading music on a cell phone when it sounds like this?
That's the iPod.
That's the iPod thing.
Yeah, I just have it like in my computer.
It's a bad advertisement for it.
I know. iPhone.
See, I can even rap to that.
Bam.
Even I can rap to that.
Just listen to the meep, 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 doo, 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 doo. It's so bad.
You know what we're doing? We're
it's
making
fucking
sure.
Fucking horrible.
And it's like number one in the country right now. Right?
No.
It's like number one for like 5 weeks.
Check this out, ready? So I walked into the doctor's hut. That old bitch trying to stick. Something up. I said, hey, yo, get the fuck out of here. Oh, what you trying to do? Give me a pap smear. Well, by this time, it's a 11:30. If you got the problem, get the mouse at 7.
Yeah, we're making sure 2000 definitely sucked. Yeah,
dated music.
What good came out of 2007? I can't even think of anything.
What came good? Soulja Boy.
My lumps. My lovely lady lumps.
That and a DUI.
My humps. My humps. My humps. My humps.
That my lovely lady lumps.
That sold records.
Yeah, unbelievable.
What are you guys going to do for 2008? Like, what is everybody's goal to...
Disintegrate all Soulja Boy records.
All right, Kerry, you got a...
Cream about my man bag, God. My sandbag.
Resolution? Somebody's got to resolve everything. We should resolve.
Drink a little bit less beer and eat a little bit more food. That's my resolution.
That's Kerry Getz's resolution.
That's kind of cool.
I know I'm going to be in Australia for 6 months, so I'm going to see somebody get kicked by a kangaroo and hopefully skateboard.
And that's your resolution. So Bam, what's your resolution for New Year's? Any?
For real. I mean, come on, everybody think for real. What's a good one?
I mean, Bam on a holiday, who knows?
I'll probably try to stop drinking beer and maybe skip the whiskey.
All right, that's a good one. All right, go ahead.
Wreck it quick.
2 minutes later.
Who's going to do shit?
What am I going to do? I'm going from Marlboro Reds to Marlboro Mediums.
Nice.
And I'm sticking to it, dude.
You've been
care.
On Mediums, dude.
Come on. That's a fucking big leap for me.
Not mentally. Physically, you'd have to actually buy
both.
The, you've been smoking Mediums.
Who's but I done? Keep getting a red.
Yo.
I keep getting a red. Like, I'll get... when nobody's looking, I get reds.
No one's looking.
Yeah, I'd be like, give me the reds, bitch.
Everybody's always looking.
Yeah, see? So
Shipper's not even going from Marlboro Reds to Marlboro Lights. He's going from Marlboro Reds to Marlboro Mediums.
You gotta do it gradually. You
baby
can't do it all at once.
Fucking, if they made Marlboro Blacks, I'd smoke those sons of bitches.
What's
swear
that supposed to
God.
Mean?
Because I would look for the harshest and try it. Like, they're strong. Jolt Cola.
Why is black harsh?
Sounds like it's gnarly.
What if they're Marlboro whites?
Well, I'm not trying to be prejudiced or nothing, but if they made Marlboro blacks, I'd fucking buy them.
Would you buy Marlboro Jewish?
Yeah,
sure. They're more expensive.
They'd probably cost $7 and they'd be menthol. And real short. Like, they wouldn't, they'd be like 72s.
Let me get a bologna sandwich and some Marlboro Jewish.
Marlboro Jews. Yeah, give me a pack of the Jews, man. I'll take a pack of the Jews.
You buy Marlboro Jews.
I'd buy them.
Yeah, it's worth the cause.
You guys are funny, man.
That's why we got your radio show.
That's true.
They gave it to us.
Yeah, Chad, let's play that Editors
song.
They're from Ireland.
We bought it on iTunes.
Maybe England.
Today.
Yeah, we did. It's pretty good.
I got a piss.
It's called End Has a Start.
Is it?
By the Editors, 2007, Radio Bam, Cheers 20 Facts.
This is Brandon.
You know, don't do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
What the hell was that? Where's Bam at? What happened? I thought we were listening to Radio Bam. Where's Bam at? New Year's Eve.
She could only be a loner.
New Year's Eve, I was taking a piss.
It's my birthday.
And I'm drinking some Irish whiskey. And I want to hear about some of Bill's fighting story.
Yeah, dude.
What do you got? What do you got?
Fucking throw it out there.
Oh, fuck it.
Come on. Whose ass did you
tell me the best fight story you got.
Job Corps.
What's Job Corps?
Dude, Job Corps is somewhere they send you because you suck. You fucking suck. But listen.
Fix your mic, please, dude.
He's got it all wrapped around his head and shit.
I'm hammered, dude. Listen.
Job Corps.
All right, Job Corps. Here we go. I'm not, like... I was 20, like, there's about 5-10% white people in this place. Not saying anything bad, but, when it's like that, dude, like, I was at this party in these hotels, because when you're in Job Corps, they let you off for, like...
What's Job
Corps? Just a weekend. Job Corps some weird shit, dude. It's fucking...
Weird shit. Okay.
Yeah. It's called work release?
Yeah, pretty much. Work release, yeah. Thank you.
I got it.
But it's like, they send you away. So I'm in West Virginia. Some fucking crazy place in West Virginia, dude.
Fuck.
But Charleston, that's what it was. Charleston, West Virginia. I go to this hotel party, man. You know, I'm singled out. I'm like rice in a fucking beanstalk. And I don't really remember too much, dude. I know it had to have been crazy because I was drinking fucking Jameson all night, dude. Something was said or something, dude. I don't remember. I punched out a mirror. Dude, I get fucking jumped by like 6 dudes, man. I'm trying to fight them off. I'm not that big, man.
And you're wondering why they're punching you out, right?
No, I know why. At the time, I'm wondering. But now, like, I'm fucking half drunk. I know why. But, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, I'm fighting off 6 people, and it's just not going my way whatsoever, you know? So I wake up the next morning looking like the fucking Goonie from Goonies. Dude, I'm all lumped up.
The Goonie from Goonies.
Yeah. Dang, fries are done.
That's one.
The Goonie from Desperate Housewives. 50.
Yeah.
Chad just asked like now, my whiskey.
There were cigarettes in it.
No, there was.
You just drank cigarette whiskey?
I saw a cigarette in it.
Bam's going to get fucked up on
I
cigarette whiskey tonight.
I saw a cigarette in it.
That's okay. It's not soda. You won't die.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with a dude from Blind Melon, the guitar player, and this is a long time ago, and he drank a cigarette butt that I had put in the bottom swilly part of a beer and vomited, like, right the fuck immediately. It was hilarious. I apologize, but, I mean, what was I apologizing for? Laughing? I mean, I guess.
He's puking, you're laughing.
It was hilarious. He's like, why would you do that? I didn't mean it, and it was funny.
Shit, I've done it hundreds of times, man. If there's not a cigarette butt in my beer, I'm... At the end of the night, I didn't party hard. I haven't done my job.
I don't know if I could skate today, Cody.
I can't even fucking think right
Joe
now.
Joe's all the way up there now.
No, I'm going to skate. Right. I can do it.
Skating on New Year's Eve?
I'm going to have a crumb juice.
I'll do it.
All right.
You want to skate?
I'll give it a go.
It, I'll do it.
Yeah. Let's skate.
Tell me what to do. I'll do it.
At least for like an hour, dude.
I showed up really hungover, like feeling like shit, and Andrew Cannon was skating, and... I just tried to skate the hangover off. I had the best skate sesh ever. I was trying the most random shit, like heel flip barrels against the wall, and I was making it.
All right, let's
do
that.
It was awesome.
Let's get that sesh started right now.
Let's do it.
When this is over.
Well, we have 10 minutes left.
We got 10 minutes? Good.
I was at Ryan Oli's Christmas party, and Carrie shows up, and I introduce him. I'm like, everybody, this is my buddy Carrie. And they're like, Cody, what's going on, Cody?
Oh,
so now I just call him Cody.
It wasn't even from that time. It was from when Ryan's girl met me like weeks ago, and she thought my name was Cody. And he just found that so fucking amusing. He called me all fucking night, man.
Hey, Cody.
And then like, he was so out of his mind, and I got there when everyone's fucking out of their minds, and I was like, man, I can't party. I partied for like an hour, and I was like, I gotta break the fuck out, and I pull one of your fucking vanishing moves. I just like jumped in my car and got the hell out of there.
It's so much easier to leave a party without saying bye rather than being the 20 people. Hey man, take it easy. Nice seeing you, bro. Oh yeah, I'll give you a hug. Yeah man. Oh yeah, girlfriend that I don't even know. Yeah man, I'll see you later. Oh, take it easy.
Hey, yo, fuck Nita.
Because you motherfuckers would have been like,
no. Where you going? Where you going? Where you going?
You would have been like, oh, here's a shot. Here's an Adderall. Here's some beer. Like, don't fucking leave, dude. Like,
then people give you a guilt trip. Like, why are you leaving?
Yeah. I call it
you
the
just
phantom,
got here.
Cody, you just got here.
Cody.
I got a fake pussy that day.
You're trying to get a fake pussy in the jacuzzi.
That was my gift at the party. I got a fake pussy.
He's fucking a fake pussy in the jacuzzi.
That's kind of cool. You know? I think it's
like real dolls. Flesh doll, dude.
How much are they?
We talked about that last
week. Like,
it's
real dolls.
No, you get a real doll for $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah, but
or you
grand.
Just kill a bitch and use it for as long as until you get caught again.
Yo.
I mean, if that's what you're into.
You can buy used ones.
Use her as long as you're into it.
You can buy used ones on eBay. Dude.
I know, like when somebody
you can buy used ones on the street
now. You use pocket pussy.
For way cheaper.
Yo, Shepard, you could donate an organ and shit when you die. Why can't you donate a pussy? Pussy when you die. You know how many people need pussy?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Why can't they chop the pussy in half?
You know how many people need
somebody
pussy?
Who needs a pussy?
Dude, yeah. Yeah. There's all the really fucking lonely guys out there, fat fucks out there watching their TV and just sitting there eating bonbons all night. And they'd fucking love it, dude. Pussy, like good dead pussy or whatever. Like
necrophilic shit.
It's cryogenic pussy. Digital pussy, I don't know.
Yeah, digital pussy.
Just give him some fucking pussy,
that's
man.
What the
we
fucking
got wet pussy, we got sloppy pussy, we got hairy pussy.
Good pussy. If you find pussy cheaper, fuck it.
Well, I want some digi pussy.
Digi pussy.
Digi pussy.
Yeah. Digipuss. How do you fuck Digipuss?
With RAM.
Yeah, with RAM. Yo, you fucking RAM Digipuss.
All I call Missy right now is Mitten Puss because she wore these crotchless underwear to King of Prussia Mall and it was chafing her puss. And she's like, I can't walk anymore. I need to go buy new ones. I'm like, don't buy new ones. I'm like, here. And I had these like rock and roll gloves on. I'm like, here, take my glove. I'm like, just shove it down there. And then she shoved it down there. She was like, alright, it feels better. She's walking around for like 2 hours. I'm like, you're mitten puss right now.
Mitten puss.
And I wear the mitten. It smells like pussy.
Imagine if your dick was completely like pinched up by a hole in your front of your fucking shit and it's rubbing on the zipper or the back of the zipper, you'd be like, God damn it.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
You'd be fucking pissed too.
So you put mittens on your dick?
Yeah. I'd put a mitten on my dick.
Mitten dick?
Chili peppers or nothing, but
yeah.
I'd put a mitten
he
on
still,
it.
He still Shippers did perform with dick. Underwear. Yeah. And it was like, who's ever done that? I'm like, the chili peppers?
Everybody.
He's like, oh, yeah,
Brocky did it. Brocky did it with
I think anybody without pants did it.
The Brocky experience and shit. Once I saw him, I was like, you know what? I'm not the first person to do that shit. But it was fun.
And
it was all for
a
Rockstar energy drink. That was fun as hell.
Yeah, right. What'd they pay you for that? Nothing.
Yeah,
shut up.
Like,
I stole all the toilet paper out of every bathroom.
Some toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
I stole the salt and pepper shakers on my joint last night.
You did?
Yeah. I haven't had salt and pepper shakers in my crib. For like
I wonder if they know
months.
It was us.
I love
oh, they probably charged it to your credit card.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Was it $4?
That's muck.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, but they probably think I'm a jerk off.
You think?
Well,
why?
I was wondering why.
Has that ever bothered you before?
Yeah, tickle, man. I've been wanting to do that for a while. I don't
Yo,
know.
Yo, look at that. Look at this.
That's the biggest bag of weed, dude.
Bag of fucking
schmoshnack.
Schmoshnack.
Oh, it looks like I spun.
Yeah, it's New Year's, motherfucker, dude.
New Year's is my birthday.
You can tell it's New Year's.
If your mom wants to lay, tell her to come back. What? I'm
struggling. That rhymes.
No, you ain't.
If I see a fucking police, like, if I see a
police,
a police, I'll just keep
Plus
going. I hope they don't. If they pull me over, I'll run. I'm just letting you know right now. If I see even Christmas lights in my rearview mirror, I'm
Turnberg
fucking
booking.
Stepping on it. Dude.
You gonna pull a sweet Allagash?
You'll see my shit flying. My Jeep Grand Cherokee be flying over
an Allagash.
Dude.
You ever shit yourself?
Just a good old boy. Oh yeah, I shit myself.
I shit myself.
You shit yourself in Vegas.
My asshole opens up when I walk past like salsa on the table.
Yeah.
I don't even have any control over it. It just opens and shuts. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Christ.
Ever go to fart? No.
Fart.com.
What the fuck is that?
It's where the hell I live. I love this shit. Hear this music?
Yeah. Oh.
I said I fart a lot. I shit a lot. I like to fart and shit a lot. Yow. I fart, I shit, I fart, I shit a lot. I like to
a fart and shit a lot, I'll tell you, y'all.
You can take it.
Oh, yeah, Michael, take it. Oh, what is he taking?
Dick in the ass.
Ah, he's taking kids from the bus stop.
Would you fuck Michael Jackson up the ass for $1,000 cash?
For bragging rights, I would.
For free?
$5.
Yeah.
Give me $5, I'll drink Jesus juice, fuck his fucking salad tosser, and eat all the shit.
You thought you would toss Michael Jackson a salad?
Michael Detmer?
Yeah, you know.
Michael Detmer?
Yeah, Michael Detmer?
Did I say Detmer first?
You want to fuck Michael Detmer?
Michael Detmer, if you're out there, perhaps.
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't bust on him. He's probably having Christmas or something.
He's probably.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's having Christmas on New Year's Eve. Yeah. Probably.
With Macaulay Culkin. He's having Christmas with Macaulay Culkin.
What the fuck? Oh, yo, Macaulay Culkin, dude. He's a fucking dweeb, right?
Well, we were going to.
If you ever seen him,
Bill, what if Macaulay Culkin wanted to get a tattoo in Delaware by you?
Yeah. Grundle. Would you let him?
Yeah.
What would you give him?
Michael Jackson portrait. And I'd fucking put it on the bottom.
Where would you give him a tattoo at?
On his thigh.
On his inner thigh. You think
thigh.
Michael Jackson has a tramp stamp?
Yeah.
Butterfly on his back. Small, on his small.
Michael Jackson probably got a tramp
stamp. What's Britney Spears got, dude? What's her tattoo? It's something funny, dude.
Right? I don't know. Probably some tribal ass shit. That's what every girl
head,
gets.
Dude.
Or a rose. Or a butterfly on their fucking belly button. And Missy has both hats.
She does? No way.
I still fuck her. Don't worry about it.
Missy got fucking like 1,020 fucking points.
But she has like a butterfly on her belly button and then like a rose on her ass. Like, that's what every girl has. It's not on her ass. It's on her upper ass. Like a trans thing.
I'll tell you what, man. My tattoo's winning.
That was fucking great.
Nobody can match my tattoos. I'm just like...
Oh, I got stick... You got stick man fucking. I got stick man fucking.
Stick man fucking. I got a shit bird shitting. I got a fucking dude walking.
Dude, I got the most haggard tattoos
I got a straight
world,
line.
Bro.
I don't care.
Don't even... I'm good, but mine suck. It's more like E-E instead of like E-E-E.
You do have like... You have a massive shit on there.
I mean, it's cool, though, dude. I was retarded when I was...
Wanna go shred?
Yeah. That.
Let's play this The Way You Live song.
Let's close this out, man.
By CKY.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta kick with the big pyramid.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Right I'll do that in 5 seconds.
Right when you get there, son.
I'm sponsored by
GMO. Don't worry about
it. You're door with a
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Door with a donut queen in
my don't you worry.
Alright, listen to how hard this rock and roll is. Ready? Two. Flannin' and a little loo doo doo. Flannin' and a little loo doo doo. Ready, Bam C 28 Faction New Year's Eve? Let's go.
Did you hear weird shit?
Don't worry about it.
Did you hear weird
Happy
shit?
Happy New Year, motherfucker.
Yeah, we forgot about 2007. For fuck's good, that's the way it should be.
Stay don't worry safe. About it.
Everybody say Happy New Year, ready?
Like a song?
Happy New Year! We'll be right back.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.